Well, as we've heard, Charlie Bassett sits in the middle of what is very much an agricultural area. I'm now actually sitting in the home of Mr. George Bungay, who, although he was a farmer, is now retired. Mr. Bungay, how was it, in fact, you came to be farming here at Charlie?
Well, it was through my uncle. See, in 1911, I think it was, this all belonged to the Pusey estate years ago, you see, and it was all sold up. I suppose on account of death duties or something like that. And I happened to be one of the tenants, see, after that I'd been working for 3 or 4 years. And I took the hold in, you see, and there I remained till I retired.
In fact, you were on that particular farm for quite a long time, weren't you?
Yes, from 1911 till 69.
I think by the time you retired, you knew every inch of the ground.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It was quite an accident, actually, though, wasn't it, the way you got into farming?
Oh, well, it was really, I suppose, yes.
How did it happen?
Well, through coming up here for holidays. I come from Swindon, you see. My hometown was Swindon. I used to come here for holidays, and that's how I come to get into the farming business.
What sort of farm did you have?
Well, it was mixed, some grassland and some arable land. But it was chiefly arable land. But later years, it all got led down to grass and turned into a dairy farm.
Now, I've been told that the whole of this area, once upon a time, used to be a marsh, and even within living memory, it used to flood quite frequently. How did that affect you when it came to farming?
Oh, no, it never affected me, not up there. And down the lower part of the village, you see, that was all pasture land. So that they wouldn't, if it had been arable land, you see, they wouldn't have been able to have worked that, because it had been pretty wet. Big part of the summer, I suppose. I suppose I've never known to have been ploughed down there in living memory.
What's it like these days? Does it flood very much?
Oh, no. The flooding's practically gone now. With all the work of Thames Conservancy people have done, and one thing and another, it's isn't too bad at the moment.
What's it like living here? Do you like it?
Oh, yeah. Quite a peaceful place living. No complaints.
One of the things I've been told is that there's not very much public transport. You've only got about two buses.
Oh, no, there's no transport here, only about two buses now. See, there was a normal service here a few years ago, but, you see, they keep putting the price up and the people keep dropping off, and then I think it'll soon be there'll be no bus at all here.
Isn't that inconvenient, though?
Oh, well, it's inconvenient to a lot of people, you see. But as long as you've got a car, well, you can get to where you want to get.
So it's more or less essential to have a car living here?
Oh, well, I think a car in the country place is a real necessity. Huh? Definitely.
You've spent a lifetime working on the land. Do you like the countryside?
Oh, very much so. Give me that before town life anyway.
So you wouldn't want to go into the town?
Oh, no. In the town, no.
Has Charlie changed very much in your lifetime?
No. The only change there is here is that estate down the bottom there. See, that was an old orchard there years ago. See, and that was sold for redevelopment, and that's what it has come to.